This is the season when our traditions remind us that God has brought light into our world and lives. Candles. Lights on trees, lawns, homes and businesses. And yes, even with downtown light-ups. And for us in these northern climes, God sent artist Jack Frost to remind us that we are channels of that light for a dark world. I'll explain. For this week's column, I'm including a photo of one of Jack Frost's masterpieces I came upon some years ago as I was about to exit Guy's Cafe and Bakery after my Saturday morning coffee. There, at eye level on the glass pane in the door ahead of me, was what I regard as one of his finest works. I couldn't resist grabbing my smartphone and taking a close-up photo of it. When I got home, I cropped it and toned it blue, but didn't change shading or a single line in it. What struck me, perhaps for the first time, was how Jack Frost's art is really about the light that passes through it. Indeed, if it were dark outside, there wouldn't be much to see, would there? But his creative touch gives form, texture and personality to the light that is otherwise so easily taken for granted. This reminds me of words from one of my favorite hymns. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there's despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light, and where there's sadness, ever joy. Thanks, Jack. What a challenge for us, too. Like your window art, to be channels of light, peace, hope and joy for our troubled world. Copyright 2023 Warren Harbeck. Join me at coffeewithwarren.com www.coffeewithwarren.com.